building a community around your ideas. And that's what we talked about the last time. We talked about step 10. And tonight, we're going to get into raising and building an affiliate army. And so the last time we talked about this, we talked about the goal of the whole process. And this is really from the last time, that your highest margin, best value product should be sold automated. And that's basically where, you know, you're going to get your affiliates in order to send you traffic to create or in order to sell the highest margin product. And, you know, the people that know you best are promoting you on a regular basis, right? Those are your customers typically. And then you want to make sure that when you do this part of it. Now, we're not talking about, again, necessarily your network of affiliates. They will promote based on their comfort. When you create this for your affiliates, you want to create a system that's going to be hands-off for them and hands-off for you. You want to make it easy. And even if you have to use a different affiliate network, you want to do it so that it's so easy for you to manage, because you're going to have more affiliates and they're going to be bringing you fewer sales and they're going to be probably lower in number. And because you're going to have more people that you're dealing with, this part of your affiliate network should be hands-off. Now, what I will say to you, it can be the same one that you're using in order to build your affiliate network, right? The network of people that you're working with and your partners. But in general, if you're going to have a separate system, this system should be hands-off for you because you're going to have more to do with it. And again, I mean, you're continuing to build your network of partners, right? But you're getting these other, this group of affiliates who are your customers to actually help you to put people at the top of your funnel, right? They're referring their people to you. And all of this happens. And what's really the beauty of all this is that this is invisible to the marketplace. So in other words, you know, when you have to recruit affiliates and you have to recruit partners, that's all visible, right? Everybody knows who your partners are. Everybody knows who your affiliates are. And they're sort of promoting at a level at which it's visible and people can kind of see what you're doing. And they can also replicate your business model as well as copy, as well as contact your affiliates. Right. You know, someone sees, you know, your affiliates promoting for you. They see them being successful for you. I mean, other people can. And that's not a problem. But again, your business model is out in the open. But when you have your customers promoting for you and maybe they're bringing in a sale or two for you every so often, and you have a network of people who have become your customers who are also selling for you, all that's invisible to the marketplace. And you have to watch this pattern in other marketers. And most other marketers who are doing this extremely well are bringing in not only leads and sales, but they're doing it on such a regular basis that one of the things we're going to talk about here at the end is they're not subject to anything that an affiliate is going to bring to them in terms of how they want them to do business. Or in other words, you know, affiliates will ask you to do certain things that, you know, in some cases, maybe you'll want to do them and maybe you won't want to do them. Or an affiliate will come to you and say, hey, will you promote this? I've promoted for you in the past. And while you might be willing to say no to this, you don't always want to say no to your affiliate if they're promoting you on a regular basis. Now, when you have a network of people that are promoting for you that have become your customers, you've got a wider net, you're a little less likely to do things that maybe you don't necessarily want to do. Right. And you see a lot of really good information marketers doing this, turning their customers into affiliates. And you need to just kind of watch and see how they're doing it. Maybe you've become an affiliate. I think one of the marketers that does this extremely well is Michael Saint. Right. And he does that by turning his customers into affiliates. He's very efficient at doing that. That's one person that does that. Russell Brunson does that with ClickFunnels. He's very efficient at turning his customers into affiliates. Now, you could argue that maybe you don't want to do it that way, but again, you want to look at them, not necessarily to copy them, but you want to notice how if you become their customer, they're going to be looking for you to become their affiliate as best as they can make the offer to you. It takes a while to get to that point, but it's something that you should be working with. Now, if you don't feel like you're there at this point, as I said the last time, that's not something you should feel bad about, but it's something that you should be working toward, right? This is the leverage point for information marketers. Now, you might feel that the leverage point is actually to have partners and affiliates. that is also. But the real leverage is when someone becomes a customer, that you can develop a system that's going to be relatively hands-off for them to become a partner and send you customers that will either become a lead or a sale for you eventually. That is a very, very efficient system that if you can nail it down, that will be a key leverage point in your business, because everyone who is a customer, as Dan Kennedy says, you begin to get customers that stay, pay, and refer. That is the leverage point. So you need to be trying to do that when you can. Now that was last time. Now let's talk about a little more when we're talking about this aspect of creating an affiliate army, creating affiliates from the customers that you already have. And so whenever you can find people that are doing this, that really turn their customers, again, don't copy what they're doing necessarily because it may not fit your business, but look at what they're doing to see what you can glean. And watch their process to see how efficient they can do it so that you can incorporate that into your business. And so when we say set up your learning center for sale and promotion, this is going to be your high ticket offer. It's going to be your continuity offer. And typically that's going to be your most valuable offer. And so as soon as you can get it up and running, you need to turn that into something that's for sale and promotion for your customers. And again, this is a process. It is something that you want to make sure you get right, but definitely start from the very beginning. Once you start making sales of that product, that continuity product, turn it into something that you can have for sale for your customers to be able to become your affiliate for. And so we're talking about taking your continuity program and making it ready for promotion. What do we mean by that? It should be available for your best customers, and that's going to be your continuity customers at minimum. So anyone that's your continuity program customer, right now I'm not saying that you don't allow people that buy your front-end products to be your affiliate, but what I am saying is at minimum, the people who are part of your continuity program, you definitely want them to be promoting for you if you can. And so before you really nail down what your affiliate program is going to be, you don't have to have a lot of people doing this, but definitely you want to have your best customers become your affiliates if you can. In order to do this, you need a platform. And your platform has to do some things. It has to do some things efficiently. And I've been using that word a lot, efficiently. What I mean by efficiently is that you don't have to be involved in it. That's what I mean by when I use the word efficient. I mean then that it happens without you being present. It happens without you having to intervene. It happens without you having to answer a lot of support tickets to do it. So here's what I mean by efficient. You need a platform that the customer can buy your subscription, again, without your intervention. So in other words, they become part of your continuity program without you having to add them. That the affiliate can then link to that subscription. So in other words, the affiliate can then apply. They can then sell that subscription without you having to be involved. The affiliate can see how they're doing. They don't have to contact you to say, hey, how am I doing? How's my link doing? They should be able to go someplace and see how they're doing promoting your continuity offer. They should be able to see how many sales they're making. So in other words, if they're not making any sales, that should be obvious because they should be able to log in someplace, see their statistics, and know whether or not they're making sales or not. And they know how much you owe them. So even if what you're saying to your affiliates is, we're going to pay you outside of the refund period, then they should still be able to see, hey, you know what? I've earned X amount of dollars. I'm going to get paid in maybe 32 days after the refund period is over. But I know how much I'm going to be earning, even if, you know, someone refunds after that period of time. I should know that. And so you want to make sure that your affiliate system selling your continuity program does these things. And if you can do that so it is efficient, so you don't have to be involved in it, then you are going to be able to create leverage for your best product. And so that's really going to be, this is why I say it's a real leverage point for your business if you can make sure it really works and works over and over again. Let's talk about some platforms where you can set this up, for you set this up, this continuity. You can do this. Now, I'm saying that once again, I want to emphasize this, assuming that your customers are auto-added to the subscription. So if that's not working right off the bat, then that's the thing you have to make sure it's working first. So over and above everything else, customer makes the purchase, they get automatically added to your subscription area without you having to manually add them. Until that's working, none of this is something that you should start a process. Now, if that is working, you can set up your subscription through a third-party service like ClickBank. Now, one of the things about ClickBank is that they become the merchant of record. So in other words, let's say that you don't necessarily want to do this with your PayPal account. ClickBank is a good merchant to do this with because the customer is going to be buying from ClickBank. So you don't have to worry about PayPal shutting you down. You don't have to worry about your credit card processor. Now, yes, there are all kinds of reasons to want to do this yourself and want to save some of the commissions and save some of the money and save some of the fees. But ClickBank is administering this process. If you can get through their approval process, you are going to be free of those worries about having a merchant account shut down, right? So again, having ClickBank do this is one way to get started with the process if you don't want to bother with some of the things that maybe go along with having you being the merchant of record. Warrior Plus, you were the merchant of record. There are pluses and minuses to working with Warrior Plus. One of those pluses being that when your customer becomes a Warrior Plus customer, Warrior Plus is going to market to them, right? So again, and they do that by default. So your customer would have to know to opt out of Warrior Plus marketing to them. And sometimes it doesn't happen right away. And that can kind of get you into some situations where you may be looking at Warrior Plus sending your customer to some offers that you may not be comfortable with, right? But again, one of the things that Warrior Plus does extremely, extremely, extremely well are all those things I just mentioned. In other words, your customer can see, your affiliate can see exactly what they're earning in real time. Warrior Plus does that very, very well. You'd be hard-pressed to find any of the other platforms that do that as well as Warrior Plus does. JVZoo, you're the merchant, right? JVZoo does the same thing, not quite as well as Warrior Plus, but they do it. Zaxa does it extremely well. Now, Zaxa does these things that Warrior Plus JVZoo does. You kind of have to buy the platform. So in other words, you buy access. With Warrior Plus and JVZoo, you don't really pay them up front in order to create a product. With Zaxa, you buy the platform. You're buying a subscription, but you are the merchant of record. And you do get these benefits of having this third-party service working for you. Pay Kickstart is another one, right? You're the merchant. They do this very well. They do some of the things that I think, maybe ClickBank, Warrior Plus, JVZoo, and Zaxa don't do as well. Pay Kickstart is really a great platform. But again, one of the things about Kickstart is it's not as well known of a platform. And sometimes getting affiliates to trust that platform may be a little difficult, right? So again, some of this really depends on where, your affiliates are going to be trusting the platform, right? And Pay Kickstart, once you actually pay them, you don't pay them any fees, right? So here's what's going to be most important in terms of which one you use. The affiliates have to trust it. So in other words, they need to see the system. They need to see their earnings. They need to see the buy button, and they need to trust the system. Because if they don't trust the system, they're not going to promote, right? So sometimes it's going to be a fee situation. Sometimes it's going to be an affiliate situation. But ultimately, you want to have affiliates that trust the system. Right. So you've got to really have a system where affiliates are going to trust it enough to promote for you on a regular basis. So choose your system based on where the affiliates who promote you will have the most trust. Right. So that's ultimately what you are going to want to do. You can also use a shopping cart system. The shopping cart systems like Thrivecart and Samcart that do this. These systems are going to be a little more private. You're going to disclose fewer details about your business on these platforms. Some of this, your affiliate's going to be able to kind of see their statistics, but they're not going to be able to see your business model. And there are also going to be program apps on sites like Shopify that allow you to sell your goods and recruit affiliates. You can do that there also. If you sell primarily digital products and courses like Shopify and Thinkific, these sites actually have their own affiliate program that you can promote, right? So they have a private affiliate program that will allow you to do that. And the other thing is that these sites are good because their affiliate programs are going to be hands-off like we talked about. I will say the Teachables program does make the system cost more for you to use it. So in other words, you're going to have to pay more for your subscription if you choose their affiliate program. So that's kind of a put. So again, all these are things that you're going to have to weigh out when you choose affiliate program or affiliate system. And also now if you use WordPress, their affiliate-based systems like as WooCommerce and WP Affiliate. Now, here's the point of all of this. No affiliate solution is perfect, right? So when you set this up, you're just going to have to know when you start this out, it's going to be a matter of preference. And everybody's going to prefer one over the other. It's going to be a matter of which one you're going to get up and running, which one you like in terms of fees, which one you like in terms of ease of use, which one you like in terms of affiliate trust. So again, but no affiliate solution is going to be perfect for you. And so so you've got to determine which one's going to fit your business needs, maybe a particular product's needs. You've got to choose one system and then work out the bugs, right? So whatever you choose, choose that system and then work with it long enough to work out the bugs. Now, once you've worked with it for a little while and you sort of understand where you're doing your best, then you might then want to change, but you sort of got to pick one and start working with it. So don't pick one, start working with it and then switch with midstream. You got to pick one and work with it. And it may not work in the beginning, right? So just so that you'll know, but just be slow to change is what I'll say, right? Be slow to change it once you get it established and work with it. What's most important is that the affiliates can promote your products. They can look at their statistics. They can see any refunds that have been made. They can be paid without contention, right? So you don't have to argue with them about what they should be paid. They see it. You either hit a button or you make the payment, whatever your system is, and there's no contention, right? Whatever system you use has got to be that way. And also make sure your system is verified and trusted by your payment processor, especially if you're going to go off road a little bit, right? So there is that win. If you have any doubts about whether or not your payment processor is going to trust it, then check with them, right? Now, when you do that, also though, be careful when you're working with PayPal, right? Right. So again, just kind of be careful. When you start that process with PayPal. But do check with your payment processor to make sure they support your system. One thing you're going to need to do is adjust your, now, and let me say this, you're talking about a higher dollar amount. So we're talking about promoting your continuity offer. We're talking about promoting your highest ticket offer. So we're not necessarily just talking about, your $7 to $47 products here. We're talking about your higher priced product. We're talking about your continuity offer, which is going to be more important than some of the other offers in your funnel. That means that you should be willing to adjust my commission if I make more sales for you. Not me personally, but whoever's making commissions for you, understand this. If they have become your customer, and you have successfully made them into an affiliate, and they have become successful in promoting your continuity offer, be willing to give them more money than some of the other people who are making you money, right? Be willing to adjust their commissions. When you have a standout affiliate, make sure you can adjust their commission. That may dictate, you know, which system you go with. You need to be able to go back and say, I want to move this affiliate from 45% to 55%. I want to move this affiliate from 55% to 75% because they're really doing, you know, doing good work for me, and they're bringing me new customers, right? So if they're bringing you new customers, be willing to incentivize them with a higher commission once you see they're consistent, right? So again, be willing to. Now, you know, sometimes you may not want to do this right away. You may not want to do this at all, but just be willing to. So be open to the fact that sometimes you may want to pay this man or this woman a little more than some of the other affiliates. Now, this sort of an interesting, brings sort of an interesting scenario. If an affiliate asks you for a higher commission, this is something that you need to do. You shouldn't do without thinking about it. And I will say you will get this request. Some people who are a little more experienced, maybe they have become your customer, and they will approach you and they will say, hey, well, you know what? Will you be willing to bump me up in terms of my percentage? And just don't do that without thinking. You may want to do this and you may want to not do this. And be ready and willing to say no to this, right? For whatever your reason. You don't need a good reason. You could just be uncomfortable doing that. And if you're uncomfortable, be okay with saying, no, I'm not going to do it. And that basically means then that you may be willing to let that affiliate walk, right? Again, this is one of the benefits of having a lot of affiliates. A lot of affiliates that have become your customers first, because basically, you know, they came to you because they like your products. And so you don't have to be, you don't have to kind of feel like, well, man, you know, if I make them mad, then they're gonna, don't get into that, right? If you feel uncomfortable doing that, be willing to say no to a request if you need to. You need to be in charge of your affiliate process. As soon as you're not in charge, you're not in charge. So don't ever get to the point where you are not running this process, especially, you know, when you're turning customers into affiliates. You should be in charge of that process. So don't ever not be. So if you ever feel like, oh man, you know, I don't know if I can say no to this, be willing to say no. The other thing is you have to know this. Affiliates will talk to each other about your offer. So, you know, somebody gets to know you and they say, hey, you know, I promote that too. They will talk to each other. So you need to understand that before you start making special deals with somebody, you start saying, oh, you know, you're really special, you're really cool, I'm going to do this with you. If you decide to do that, just be willing to know that you're going to have to tell other people about your decision sometime. And if you don't want this to be known, or you don't want, you know, don't do anything where, you know, you're going to have to say, hey, this is just between you and I, or something like that. Don't make those kinds of deals. Make sure everything you do is above board. If you make a decision, you're going to give somebody a higher commission, right? Just do it and be willing to live with that, or do it for your own reasons. But never do something that you are uncomfortable doing just because you feel like you have to, because somebody's going to walk. Because everything that you do when you start working with affiliates, everything you say, everything you do, it can reach the eyes and ears of other affiliates. So, you know, you say, well, you know, let's just keep this between you and I, and it's just going to be you and I doing this. I promise you that somebody else is going to find out about it. And as soon as you do that, and I think, you know, Joe just wrote, your reputation is everything, then it is, right? So you can't do things that you are going to not be able to say, hey, I did this because I wanted to. I did this because this person, because for a business reason, or because of a personal reason, and I'm not going to do this for you because I don't want to do it for you, right? So as long as you're willing to be okay with that, make sure your decisions, you're going to be willing to be okay with them, and not because, you know, you feel like you have to, you got to make some kind of deal. And that really kind of comes back to this whole idea that this affiliate army I'm talking about is different. It's different from the network of affiliates that you are recruiting. the people that you are turning it from customers into affiliates are different from the people that you recruit as partners. People who are promoting your product, I mean, they're promoting it because you fit into their plans, right? So they've got a business model. You fit into their plans to promote, you know, they're promoting you because you fit into their plans, right? So that's different from the person that we're talking about here. Your affiliate army are probably, they're probably going to be loyal to you because of your product. And not only are they affiliate, but they're your customer also. So, you know, sometimes these people are going to be learning about affiliate marketing from you, right? There are a lot of people. One of the examples we used early on in the series, we talked about Site Build It. None of you all probably remember that. Site Build It turned a lot of people into affiliates, and that was their first exposure to affiliate marketing. But those people were loyal to Site Build It because of the product, right? And so you still want to keep people loyal to you because of the product. And so the relationship you have with these affiliates is going to be different from your network of affiliates, your partners. Think about this. Your customer is going to be referring their friends typically, right? You want to make sure that you understand that, you know, they may not be a professional affiliates. They're sort of referring you because they really like you, right? They really like your product. They really like what you're about. And so you want them to look good because they referred you. That's not to say that you don't want your partners to look good for referring you. You should, but you want these people to be really proud about referring you. They may not make a gazillion sales. They're going to put you on their timeline. They're going to say, "Hey, this is the person who really, you know, really changed my business. They changed my life. You know, I tried their method of weight loss, and it was really awesome." And so they're not promoting you because they're trying to make a lot of money. They're promoting you because they're proud. And so you need to make them look good in your relationship with them. Now, when you do this, and we've said this over and over during this session, never stop building your massive network. That's one of the key principles that we have been talking about. That was one of the steps in this series. Every day, you should be building your network of partners. It is an everyday thing. You know, if you're doing something like a podcast, if you're doing something like summits, every single day is a day to build and make a new partner. Every single day is a day to bring somebody into your fold as a partner. Every single day is to have a sales conversation with a new partner. That's every day. So don't stop doing that just because you're going to build this army of affiliates who are going to be promoting for you, right? Still, a key principle that we have been talking about is building a massive network of partners. Now, you're going to have a massive network of affiliate army. You're going to have an affiliate army, yes. But you are also constantly building a massive network of partners. Don't stop doing that. Now, and again, people who are already in the market, they're going to bring you leads and sales in big chunks. So those people are still going to be your VIPs. They're your partners. They deserve your time. They deserve a 30-minute meeting when maybe you're not going to necessarily be making any money from the meeting, but you sit down with them and you talk to them and you treat them like VIPs because they can bring you leads and sales in 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 100s, right? So again, don't change that relationship just because you're also building this affiliate army. But having an affiliate army, this is important. It allows you to be independent of the professionals who have their own agenda, right? So again, remember, you know, a professional affiliate or someone who is kind of fitting you into their business model, they've got their own agenda. And sometimes because of that agenda, they're going to ask you to do things that fit their agenda. And sometimes you're going to have to say no to them. More often than not, you'll say yes, right? You find a way to say yes to your partners, but sometimes you're going to have to say no. And you never want to be in a situation where you've got to say yes to somebody that somebody you don't want to say yes to, or never want to be in a position to say yes to something you don't want to say yes to. When you can, be accommodating. Most of the time you'll be accommodating. But every so often, you are going to meet somebody or somebody you like is going to bring something to you and you're going to want to say no to it, you need to be willing and able to say no to it and suffer the consequence if that person gets mad at you and says, I'm walking if you don't do this for me. It's a very important part to this whole process. And so the network of affiliates you're building will give you insulation when you have to say that. Finally, incorporate a viral application into the process. And this is not necessarily easy to do, but you do need to do it. What do I mean by a viral application? We've talked about this before. A viral application is a way of rewarding people for sharing your opt-in pages and your offers. So basically, whether your people come to you and they're free leads or they're your customers, you and I, and this is not going to be an easy process. We'll be talking about this at some point. But this is something that is a part of your marketing that when you get it right, not only will you be bringing in more affiliates, but those affiliates, every time you bring in somebody, you will multiply the number of people that you see coming in as a lead. In other words, what are you doing? You're leveraging your leads by setting up a system where they can get stuff if they share your opt-in, right? So in other words, somebody comes to a page, you say, hey, you know what? You share this, I'll give you something, right? It's really that simple. And it's typically some kind of software. You can buy a lot of software applications. I think if you get an AppSumo deal, there's like King Sumo. You can get a system like UpViral. And there are different people, they'll sell these software packages every so often. Doesn't matter which one you use because the application is not the important thing. Don't make it super complicated. Right? It's an accumulation strategy. So you want people to trickle in as a result of this. So in other words, somebody comes to your page, you say, hey, you know what? You share this, I'll give you something cool. They share it, then one more person comes in. So it's doing it over and over again, multiplying over and over again. I think it's called a force multiplier. So in other words, it multiplies based on the number of people you come in, and every one person that comes in, they do it and you get one more person to come in. So it doesn't, I'm not going to bring you an avalanche of new people, but it accumulates people over and over again to becoming leads. Now the only way this works, and I've seen people make this really complicated, that well, you get, you know, I'll give you these templates if you share it this way and you say these words and you do all these things. Please don't do that. Get your viral application, stick it on your page, make it really easy to share, give people something. If they do it, move on, right? Because all the work you do to make it super complicated, not going to do you any good, right? Make it easy to share something cool if they share it. Then when that new person is opt-in, right, the new person they bring, you show them a viral offer. So in other words, everybody that opts in that's new sees a viral application. Everybody. So, you know, now your old customers, you can give them the opportunity to do it, but everybody that becomes a new lead must see this viral application. Right? They can turn it down. They don't have to do anything with it, but everybody needs to see it. Now, when that person becomes a customer, then that's when they get the opportunity to become your affiliate. Don't show them at any point in this process, right? So please do not start talking about being an affiliate during the purchase process, during the leads process, I don't know the laws all that well. I do know that when you start talking about, you know, somebody buying something and being your affiliate and that's happening in the same process, that makes the FTC queasy. And you can study the law. I'm just going to tell you don't do it, right? And I'm going to tell you to be conservative, small c, don't do it. Don't put affiliate any place near the sales process. Don't put affiliate any place near the leads process, right? Just don't need to do any of that stuff. When that person becomes your customer, then you can say, hey, here's a way you can share the love or something like that, however you say it. don't present a business opportunity to people for buying your product. That's the best way to put this. So don't turn buying your product into a business opportunity. And I know people do it, and I know it makes the sales process easier. I'm telling you, that makes the FTC nervous, and maybe people get away with it. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But if something ever goes sideways and somebody starts looking at your sales pages, I'm telling you it's going to be a problem. So don't do it. You heard that from me. So when people get to your sales page, again, I know people do it. I know you see people do it. Don't put affiliates on your sales page. And if it's on there, take it off of there, right? Only thing you should be on at the bottom of your sales pages are your essential pages. Give your affiliates, so what if they got a hunt to find out where to log in for their affiliate program? Don't put that affiliate link any place on your sales page. If it's there, take it off of there. If you get a template, it's got it on there, take it off of there. So again, you don't want anything on there like that. I'm so serious about that I do not want to see anybody who's doing this get in any trouble. Because now, I'm not saying you're not going to get, there are a million ways to get in trouble, right? But you don't want that to be one of them. So don't make it look like a business opportunity to buy your product, whatever you're doing. Okay, any questions? Any questions?